Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render all your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and we covenant with you in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointed one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, before I get started, I would just like to say that we pray here at Kansas City Christian Faith Center that everyone had a wonderful Christmas celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And we pray that everyone will have a blessed and prosperous new year, 2025. Amen. All right. If you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to continue our teaching on, we must know and understand the reality of God's word, the six principles of obtaining strong faith. Again, we must know and understand the reality of God's word, the six principles of obtaining strong faith. Amen. Now, if you found Hebrews 11, please go to verse 6. And I will read, and it says, and I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. So we see two things in this scripture. Number one, without faith, we cannot please our Father. And then number two, he, our Father, is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Now, for the past few months, we have been teaching on knowing and understanding God's word and the six principles one needs to obtain strong faith. Now, those six principles are as follows. Principle number one, you must know and understand the reality of God's word. Again, you must know and understand the reality of God's word. Principle number two, you must know and understand the reality of your redemption in Christ. Again, you must know and understand the reality of your redemption in Christ. Principle number three, you must know and understand the reality of the new creation. Again, you must know and understand the reality of the new creation. Principle number four, you must know and understand the reality of your righteousness in Christ. Again, you must know and understand the reality of your righteousness in Christ. Principle number five, you must know and understand the reality of the indwelling spirit. Again, you must know and understand the reality of the indwelling spirit. And finally, principle number six, you must know and understand the reality of the authority of the name of Jesus. Once again, you must know and understand the reality of the authority of the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, faith is important to us because we just read that without it, it is impossible to please Him, God. So knowing and understanding faith is important. We know that other subjects such as prayer, worship, and fellowship are important, but we are talking about priority. And faith takes a precedence over those other subjects. Amen? Yes, we should pray because that is how we communicate with our Heavenly Father and let our requests be known unto Him. Yes, we should worship God in the beauty of His holiness and show Him the reverence that He alone is due. And yes, we should fellowship one to another, sharing together the love of Christ in our lives. But when it comes to where the rubber meets the road, it is faith that moves the hand of the Almighty and gets Him involved in your lives. Now, we were just beginning to discuss principle number five, which is we must know and understand the reality of the indwelling spirit. Again, we must know and understand the reality of the indwelling spirit. Please understand, when we talk about this principle, we are talking about those who have been filled with the Spirit. Now, let's make sure we are all on one accord with this principle. Every person that has received Christ as his or her personal Savior and Lord is considered a Christian, and that person is what we call born of the Spirit. But not every Christian is filled with the Spirit. Now, let me repeat that because I want to make sure you understand where I'm going with this. Every person that has received and confessed Christ as his or her personal Savior and Lord is considered a Christian, and that person is what we call born of the Spirit. But not every Christian is filled with the Spirit. Now, to be filled with the Holy Spirit doesn't save you. To be filled with the Holy Spirit doesn't save you. You do have to be saved to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But you can be saved, born again, and not filled with the Holy Spirit. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is to give you supernatural powers in your life. Amen? Now, some denominations, and I am not against denominations, so please don't go out and say Pastor McIntosh is against denominations. I am not. What I am against is denominational doctrine that contradicts the Word of God. As long as denominations stand for Calvary, then we are okay. Amen? So some denominations will try to tell you, if you are not filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, you are not even saved. Well, that is not in the Bible. They simply don't know what they are talking about. It may be that way in their church and denominational doctrine, but it is not in the Bible. Remember our first principle. We must know and understand the reality of God's word. Amen. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe some denominational doctrine, which is created and made by man, or the word of the living God? All Christians are not filled with the Spirit. Let me repeat that. All Christians are not filled with the Spirit. I didn't say they're not born of the Spirit. I said they're not filled with the Spirit. Understand, you don't have to be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak with other tongues in order to be saved. But if you are saved, you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak with other tongues. If you are a Christian, you ought to be doing that because God has made it available to you. And if He has made it available to you, you should have it because He wants you to have it. If you aren't filled with the Holy Spirit, apparently you are not complete. Because if you were complete, you would need it. Amen. If you were complete, you would not need the Holy Spirit. We wouldn't be having this conversation. When I say you must know and understand the reality of the indwelling Spirit, I'm talking to those who have been filled with the Spirit. Amen? Those who have been filled with the Spirit. I believe that we, as Christians of God, are at the threshold of something new and more exciting than we have ever experienced before. I believe God wants the body of Christ, the church, us, to come into a higher level of spiritual awareness, and we should be expecting greater things in order as the Father God entrusts us with more of His ability and more of His revelation. Amen. However, to be able to ascend to that greater level of spiritual awareness and for those greater things to occur, we need to have that supernatural power. We need to have something that will allow us to move as God intended the church to move from the beginning. That something, that power, is the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead. Until you know and understand that as a living reality, then you would never be able to exercise strong faith. Let me repeat that because it's important. Until you know and understand that as a living reality, that means that superpower of the Holy Spirit, then you would never be able to exercise strong faith. I'm sorry, you just won't. Now, please go with me to 1 John chapter 4. Again, 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to read verse number 4. And it says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Now, the one that is in you is the Holy Spirit." Amen. "The one that is in the world is Satan. The Bible is telling you that he, the Holy Spirit, that is in you is greater than he, Satan, that is in the world. So whose report are you going to believe?" So the Holy Spirit is in you is more powerful and stronger than Satan who is in the world. Now, Dr. Michelle, First Lady of Kansas City Christian Faith Center, and I cannot be defeated, because the word tells us that he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. We believe that, and we act like it's so in our lives. That power God has given us begins to manifest itself in our lives. I am a winner in all things. That means whatever the circumstances are, whatever the game is played, we're just going to keep on playing until I win, because he who is in me is greater than he that's in the world. Amen? So we're just going to keep on playing. Satan don't get any rest. We're going to continue to play until I win. Now, let me make one thing extremely clear regarding the Holy Spirit. Something that has been promulgated down the years, especially in the black church. And it's a slap in the face of Almighty God. And really, it's a condemnation on the minister, because he is the one that has been given the charge over God's people. The Holy Spirit has nothing to do with what or how you feel. Let me repeat that. The Holy Spirit has nothing to do with what or how you feel. I welcome feelings. They are necessary. God gave us feelings. But I don't base my faith on feelings. Feelings change. You can like one person today and dislike him tomorrow. My faith is based on God's word, not on how I feel about it. God's word is true, whether you feel like it or not. Amen? It only has to do with the fact that God has said it. That makes it so, because God cannot lie. We want to find out only what the Bible says about the circumstances. So I am not concerned about what others think. I'm not concerned about what your teacher or your church teaches, really, but only what God has to say. Now, if what others say and what their church teaches is in line with the same thing God says, well, fine. We can get it together. But if not, I'm sticking with God, because his word never fails. Amen? Now, God dwells in man by his spirit. God dwells in man by his spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in man to give him that supernatural power so that man can be a 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, overcomer, 7 days a week. Please turn to the book of Colossians chapter 1. Again, that's Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. It says, Christ in you, the hope of glory, the great mystery. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God is in you, but the way he is in you is in by his Holy Spirit, not by emotions, not by feelings, but by his spirit. God dwells and manifests himself through human beings. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 says that we are workers together with God, not for God. We are workers together with God. What can you do for God but be obedient? That's all you can do. What can you create? You haven't created in the universe, so you're not working for him. We are workers together with him. Understand that God does not do anything within the earth realm apart from man. You need to understand that. Amen. Lend yourself as a channel for God. God works through human instrumentalities. He works through me, and he works through you. If we don't lend ourselves to him as channels and vehicles, then he can't do anything in the earth realm. Amen. He needs a human vehicle in order for him to do anything in the earth realm. Do not ask me why it's that way, because I do not know. I am not the author of this thing. God is. What I do know is that it works. So we started getting in line, Dr. Michelle and I, with it, and things started happening in our lives for the better. Things started changing. Amen. I thank God we don't have to know how it works to enjoy and get the benefits from it. You don't understand everything in the natural world, but you don't have to understand everything to enjoy the benefits of it. The scripture says that God dwells in human temples. That is, he dwells in you if you are a child of God. Now, God, and we need to understand something, God is not the father of everybody. He is not the father of everybody. And we need to understand that. He is not the father of everybody. Amen? And those who profess that don't know what the scripture says. They continue to say, well, you know, God loves us all. He does. He does love us all. Because you know what? We're all his creation. But when it comes down really to it, we're not all the children of God. Amen. God is not the father of all men. He is the creator of all men. Matter of fact, he's the creator of all things. There is nothing created that he did not create. Amen. But he is not the father of all men. And that's what we have to understand. He is not the father of all men. Please go with me to 1 John chapter 1. Oh, excuse me. Let's just go to John chapter 1. The Gospel of John chapter 1, please. John chapter 1. And let's see what the Word of God says. John chapter 1, beginning with verse 12 through 14. And it says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. So we see here in the scripture says, John 1:12, it says, but as many as received him. So you have to receive Jesus Christ first and as your personal Lord and Savior. He said, those who that received to them, he gave the right to become children of God. See, you have to have the right to become a child of God. And first of all, you have to confess him as your personal Savior and Lord. Amen. And everybody has not done that. So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. And so you must confess him as your personal Lord and Savior. And it says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. So you have to receive him, you have to confess him, and believe in his name. Amen. And so we're talking about a spiritual transformation here in one's life. So everyone is not a child of God. And people keep saying that, and people keep promulgating that and telling that lie. I had to correct a friend of mine. We were discussing the things of the Word. And he was saying that, we're all God's children, and, you know, God loves us all. And I had to correct him. You know, I had to show him. I said, you know what? That's not correct. That's not Bible. Show me in the Bible where that is. We're all his creation. Sure, we have been created by our Heavenly Father without question. We have been created by him, but we're not all his children. Amen. And we have to understand only those who have received him. We just read it in the scripture. It says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us and beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Now, this scripture is talking about Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God. He is the Logos, the second head of the Godhead, who became flesh and dwelt among us. It says, but as many as received him, Jesus the Christ, to them he gave the right or the power or the authority to become the sons of God. Amen. Only those who have received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, to them he gave the right, the power, the authority to become sons of God. Amen. That's the way you do it. Do not get it twisted. Well, you know what? I am just about out of time for our last radio program for this year. But please remember these words again from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It simply says this, for we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you. Have a blessed new year. We'll see you next year. God bless.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.